Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast.
The podcast. The podcast.
Now we are back this week, Hans, with a few more problems, and hopefully we can make some lovely peoples out there happy. Here's the first question. Dear LMRA, my best friend broke up with her boyfriend a few weeks ago, and ever since he's been flirting with me, now he's even texting me. I do like him a lot, I was always envious of their relationship, but as she's my best friend, I just learned to deal with it. I'm not sure if he could be just using me to make my friend jealous, or does this guy actually like me? There's a lot to lose if I can continue the texting and flirting. I have to make a choice, my best mate or this guy, please help me. Hiya, Han. Well, you really are in a bit of a pickle there now, aren't you? But you have to look at it this way, like, friends come and go, and you might never get a chance to be with a fella like this again. If I were you, like, I'd just say to my friend, look, hon, I'm texting your ex. If she's a problem with it, then she wasn't even a real friend to begin with, and you don't even need her in your life. How could she be so selfish? Like, sharing is caring, that's what I always say. If that was me, I'd be flat to the mat texting the boyfriend, probably even before they broke up, like, if I liked him. Many of the friendships I've given up over a fella. Who needs friends anyway when you can have the lad of your dreams? I know you might feel a bit bad doing it though, but she'll get over it eventually. Didn't break up for nothing, I'd say. I'd say she's a few picnics short of a sandwich anyway, hon, to be honest. You go, girl, reach for the stars, and I hope it helps you out. Loves you, hon. We're going on to the next one now. Dear LMRA, my first granddaughter turns one soon. Congrats, hon. My son married into a very wealthy family. Well, for some lads. At Christmas, I was told by my daughter-in-law that her mother will be buying the baby her first doll, and I shall get some other gift. I believe money does not buy love. I refuse to be dictated to. I love my grandchild greatly, but do not want to alienate my son and grandchild in the long run. What do I do? Lads, the whole family is in a queer bad way over the doll. Money does buy love, hon. By the way, money is everything, like. Really, if I was you, I'd start saving now, because that child won't want to know you unless you buy it savage things like loads of real expensive ties and all. What kind of doll are you looking for? Like, I have a baby born here now. She comes with a bottle, it's a grand bottle as well, and a nice outfit. And I bet you, Atten, if you bought this doll, your grandchild will love you. It's only been used once, just when I was applying for the children's allowance there last May. I had to pretend it was after having a new baby. All mod cons included and all. It really must be seen to be appreciated. I've had people ringing from all over the country. I'm telling you, lads, to buy this doll, but since you're in a bit of bother, I'd sort you out with. I'd be sound like that, hon. Glad to be able to help you. Loves ya.
Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast. The podcast.
And now, a look at the papers.
Hi, Hans.
Well,
it's me and Rhiannon here with the newses. Yeah, so we're just looking at paper here now, and we're seeing about the match during the week there.
The Ireland match up there in Dublin.
Shit, lads.
I wouldn't even watch that now, to be honest.
They wouldn't kick. I don't know what they wouldn't kick, because they wouldn't kick it. They
wouldn't kick the ball anyway.
No, they wouldn't kick a ball either. Would they?
No.
No, they wouldn't. Who were they playing?
I don't know.
The former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia.
Yeah, that was it actually.
Guarantee it? Beyonce's father plays for her, because he was always savage at soccer. Me and him used to play five or one hop out in the Astral.
And carbs. Yeah. He was good at carbs.
Remember, he got one and won the game over a car.
Oh, remember that, man.
Savage.
Yeah.
Betcha it was. I may look that up on the telly now.
Yeah, I do. RTE player.
Beyonce will be dying now to know who that is. I wonder if he has an afro. I can't remember. She was locked the night I got pregnant with him. It's terrible, yeah. Oh, lads, you wouldn't be well. Ollie Murs, lads. He's a fucking ride. He was playing up in Dublin there during the week. Me and Rhiannon went up selling them big hands, you know.
And the flashing whistles and all that.
The t-shirts.
Remember we made those t-shirts. Drew little pictures of them on them.
Yeah, with permanent markers. Savage, like. And well, mind only, they weren't even real hands, like, and people were buying them. The peoples are mad up there, so yeah.
They love that shit, though.
Yeah. I heard the concert was alright as well.
Oh yeah, I heard he was really good dancing and all that.
Yeah, oh, he's savage, isn't he?
Wow,
I love when he dances and all. Did you see that New York on telly? My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
Sure,
savage.
It's my favourite.
I do have it on the record button. Well, I don't have Sky, but if I did, I definitely would have it on.
Yeah, if I had Sky now, I'd record that too.
Yeah, savage. The dresses, sure, they're...
Oh, outstanding. Outstanding.
They were outstanding, hon.
Oh,
couldn't have put better.
Drop dead gorgeous.
So sexy, weren't they?
Oh, lads, stop the lights.
Oh, God, I wish I could get dressed like that.
I'll get you one of those.
An Adidas one, though, hon, because you know I'm partial to Adidas.
Oh, hon, I don't know. I'll sew on the Adidas thing for you.
Really, thanks, hon.
All right, hon.
Oh, love you. Brilliant. Love you too, hon. Oh, lads, you wouldn't be well. Beyonce's coming drinking now. Sure, everyone knows who she is. Yeah, 14.
She's getting on now.
She'll be riding soon, it's out, would she?
Probably.
Or what way are young ones these days? You wouldn't know, would you?
Sure.
Say she definitely shifted because she came home one night and her afro's in a terrible way.
Go away.
Yeah, she's definitely up to
something. Cornrows have gone out of the wording.
Yeah, and I have to spend 2 days trying to put the cornrows into her hair. The young people these days don't know what to have till it's gone. And wait till he's here, this says. There was a panther seen in Kilkenny.
I've seen it.
I've seen it as well. We've seen it.
Remember that night? We've seen it.
Yeah, we definitely seen it. Because we were the ones who told everyone about it.
Yeah, we told everyone. And no one was like, oh, go away. We didn't even see that. And we did.
And we did. Like, I swear down.
Yeah, I swear.
Yeah, and because it was massive. How big was it, Rhiannon?
It was massive. It was this big. It was definitely that big.
It was definitely that big, what she's doing now here.
And this high off the ground, there's no word of light.
Big, massive eyes on it that were red.
Yeah, remember, and big, massive ears.
Yeah, and a big, massive mouth.
And it was growling. Remember, it's growling eyes.
Teeth as big as a frying pan.
Bigger, I'd say.
Big as a big frying pan. They were quite big in fairness, but remember he growled at us.
Yeah, gout. Remember he shouted at him when he went on?
He knew well not to mess with Renty,
remember,
didn't he?
He cracked the stick, so he thought one of our legs were broke.
The household budget, I wouldn't pay for it, would you?
But sure, you're paying rent. Why are you paying that as well?
£12.55.
You pay that, and they want you to pay
with
more.
With the rent allowance, and they want me to pay more.
Absolutely scandalous.
Do you see my house lately? You can't get in next to an ear. Like, it's like a...
You a hoarder.
A whore? No, not anymore. Why?
I was just wondering.
Right, don't bring up things from the past, hon.
Sorry.
No buts. That tax thing is shit. Like, I'm definitely not going to pay it. You? So you don't have a house, do you?
No.
You still
so what?
No, I'm only saying, like, I wouldn't begrudge you of a house.
Yeah,
you're still in the park, or...
Yeah, alright, can we just start talking about
it? Sorry.
I'm moving home anyway to my mother's.
Are you? Yeah. I thought she'd trying you out for drinking, not.
No, hardly.
Alright,
sure,
Ariana, like, there's no point in snapping now tonight with me because I'm not in the best of form, or between the big hand and the panther now and everything in the frying pan.
Okay, Sazman loves you.
Alright, loves you too, hon. Oh, lads, that's all the news, I think, now. It's getting a bit heated, the discussion here tonight, so we're just going to have to leave it at that before I fucking wig the head off of someone in here.
Alright, jog on.
Yeah, alright, keep going, hon, keep going. And I love you.
I love you too, hon.
All right, see you there, Hans.
Bye.
Bye.
Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast.
The podcast.
LMRA's thought for the day.
Now, here's my thought of the week after the news is, Hans. What I'm trying to say today is don't pay that fucking household tax because I'm not paying it. And if any e-pits are soft in the head because I'm going up to Endicenny during the week there now, have me travel past and all sorted out, a few sandwiches going to go up in the train, and I'm going to tell him straight to his face, sit down before you're put down because I'm not paying the tax. Fucking cunt.
Check out Lil Miss Rent Allowance on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter.